glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We hope our program will bless each and every one of our listeners. We present this program each week, hoping to reach out with the message of love, grace, and hope that is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're living without knowing the love of God, covered by His grace, and filled with the hope of eternal life, then we especially share our program with you. Our prayer will be that you find for your soul the love and grace of our God in Jesus Christ. Please accept our invitation to contact us for more study and the sharing of the Word of God.
The sky shall unfold, preparing His entrance. The stars shall applaud Him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in His eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold Him then face to face, and we shall behold Him, we shall.
John came preaching in the wilderness, and his message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." When Jesus came on the scene shortly after John began his preaching, he began sharing the very same message. Jesus then sent out his disciples to all cities and villages of Judea and Galilee with that very same message. Anyone who heard knew that it was an announcement of the coming kingdom that had been foretold by the Jewish prophets. Many believed the message, and they prepared for it. The preaching of this word of the soon-coming kingdom raised the anticipation of the people all across the land. They believed great blessings were coming with the coming kingdom. Freedom and prosperity would be theirs in their land and in their lives. The message did not pinpoint the exact day or moment that the kingdom would come. It only declared that it was near. Jesus told his disciples that some of them would not die before the kingdom came with power. And in Acts chapter 2, we can pinpoint the exact day of the arrival of the kingdom of God. It came 50 days after the crucifixion of Jesus. Pentecost was a Jewish feast held 50 days from the Passover feast. Jesus died at the Passover, and it was on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came from heaven, fell upon the apostles with great power. That day, these men began to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. About 3,000 souls were saved that day through the preaching of the gospel. Because of their faith in Jesus and their repentance from sins, they were baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins. And this is all recorded for us in Luke's historical account of the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus had instructed his apostles to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came to them. That day it came, and from that day forward, these men taught the world around them that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world. They called for those who believed in Jesus to repent of their sins and to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, having their sins washed away by His precious blood. Those who were being saved were being added to the church by the Lord Himself. That is the record of the establishment of the church, or the kingdom of heaven. Those who were saved constituted the church, and the church is synonymous with the kingdom of God. When Jesus taught His apostles to pray, He included in that prayer, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus was having His apostles pray for that day when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit would come and the long-looked-for kingdom of God would have come to earth. The kingdom of God is here. Well, today we wait for the return of Jesus to this earth. We wait until His coming, whether in our lifetime or not. Many passages of Scripture speak of His return, but no date is pinpointed. Several writers of the New Testament instructed Christians to expect the Lord to come at any moment. Since no one knew the hour or the day, it was to be considered as something that could take place right now, anytime. Things haven't changed from those early days of Christianity. The Lord has not come, but we are waiting in anticipation of His return to this earth. And at that time, the collection of all the saints will be gathered into one. The kingdom of God will then be in its eternal realm. Many get anxious about trying to figure out all the signs about the Lord's coming, and often lose sight of the need to be making adequate preparations for the consummation of the Lord's kingdom on earth and in heaven. As in the days of John, when he came preaching a message of repentance to prepare for the Lord's coming, our preaching the gospel is also a message that prepares hearts for the return of our Lord to this earth. The message is not one that just informs. It isn't just a declaration that predicts the return of Jesus. It is a message that calls for a repentance, a change of heart and life. It is a message that should bring about every effort to make one prepared to meet the Lord. Obedience is a central part of making proper preparations for the coming of our Lord. The faith that filled the hearts of those 3,000 on the day of Pentecost led to the question, "What shall we do?" Their hearts were convicted of the sin in their lives, and their faith called them to seek a way to make things right and to take away the fear and guilt that they felt in their heart. And Peter answered their question. They needed to obey the commands of Jesus. Their lives needed to change. That is what repentance means, and Peter called for them to change from rejecting Jesus as the Savior and the Lord to accepting Him. To obey that command, they began by submitting to an immersion in water, having sins washed away by the authority and blood of Jesus. And from that day forward, these new Christians began to study and learn the doctrines of the Lord Jesus taught to them by the apostles. By learning them, they could be obedient to the Lord's will. And without it, they of course would not know what their obligations were and how to live accordingly. Dear listeners, if you are hearing this message and have not made any preparations for the coming of the Lord, we urge you to take seriously the gospel call today. Whatever reason may be standing between you and a response of faith to Jesus, we hope that you will put it aside and become a child of God. For all of us who have named the name of Christ and have put Him on in our obedience through baptism, let us be diligent to stay the course. The Scriptures warn of becoming lukewarm or returning back to the ways of the world. Such a life could not be one that is in harmony with His will, nor one that would be ready to meet the Lord. Let us all hear the timely message that calls us to be ready. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.